Hi, greetings to everybody out there. I want to welcome you all to another episode of my podcast. I mentioned in my last podcast that we'll be talking more on mental health. I know it's been a while, but yes, we are back again with another episode. Do you know that very little or no discussions have been done on topics of mental health? A lot of people go through so much trauma due to a particular mental health, and then there is nobody out there to speak to. There is also this perception that people who are not mentally stable and probably in a psychiatric hospital are the only people who need help or medication. It will surprise you that a lot of us need help as well. People in the psychiatric home are not the only people who need help. We both need help. You and I need help. In my previous podcast, I spoke on post-traumatic stress disorder. It's another type of mental disorder that has some form of effect and affects people so badly. Some effect and then how it's... So in today's episode, I would like to talk about social anxiety disorder. So have you heard about social anxiety disorder? Do you know anything about social anxiety disorder? Do you know even if it is a mental disorder? And what exactly is social anxiety disorder? So let's delve straight into today's topic. Social anxiety disorder. It is also known as the sociophobia. It's a type of anxiety or disorder that is characterized by excessive fear, excessive anxiety, discomfort, and then self-consciousness in social settings. It is actually normal for people to feel anxious when they find themselves in some social settings. Individuals suffering from social anxiety disorder, that is sociophobia, like I said earlier, have heightened fear of interacting with others in variety of social interactions and then worry about how they will be scrutinized by people. This particular disorder causes some form of impairment in functioning in the life of people. It sometimes interferes significantly with the individual's lives and then their relationships. But then have you thought of how this disorder affects some people, especially in a relationship or marriage? How do people who have social phobia or social anxiety disorder manage in their relationship or in their marriages? So let's see how many types of social anxiety disorder. First, we talk about the mild or the moderate type of disorder. A person with a mild social anxiety may experience the physical and then the psychological symptoms of the disorder, but then they can still participate or endure it. That just because they are mild symptoms, they can decide to be in the social settings or something, but they'll still have some discomfort. Some people, although may suffer from this disorder, they may be seen participating in social activities, like I said, but with some form of caution, because they might not want anybody, or they might not want even a mistake for people to criticize them in any form. The second type of the disorder for social anxiety is the extreme social anxiety. So we've spoken about the mild social anxiety, and then the second one is the extreme type of the social anxiety. So in this type of disorder, a person may experience more intense symptoms of the disorder, such as panic attack in social situations. Because of this experience, people with extreme disorder usually avoid every social gathering or social situation at all costs. Now, you might be wondering what actually triggers this particular disorder in an individual or in people. Now, there are so many common triggers of social anxiety disorder. And then I would like us to talk about some of these triggers. If you have sociophobia or you're going to social anxiety disorder, I believe that this few common triggers that I'll be sharing with you can help you know some of the things that get you on your toes or makes you panic, especially when you are in the public settings or the public situation or in a social situation. Now, we have eating in front of other people. We have speaking in public. There are people that they will try as much as possible not to even sit with people on the same table and eat. It doesn't matter even if it's a restaurant, an eatery, probably the cafeteria, the office, or anywhere. They would just not sit in front of people to eat. They will not also want to speak in public. They will also not prefer being the center of attraction or attention. They will also not prefer talking to strangers. What about going on a date? Hell no, they will not try that, because going on a date brings them more fear or panic. They tend to ask themselves so many questions. Do they even meet new people? I doubt. These are also some of the triggers. Like, meeting new people triggers them to feel this kind of panic or fear or anxiety. When you're going for job interviews, it's also another problem, because when you go for the job interview, you're definitely going to meet some people on the panel that one way or the other, even if you are confident about whatever you're going there to do, the presence of these people probably at the panel could scare them. That is people suffering from social anxiety disorder. They also don't want the idea of meeting other people in their eyes. There are people that actually have that eye-to-eye contact when they're speaking. You will not find that in a person suffering from social anxiety disorder. And they will also not prefer making phone calls in public, probably in the in class and commercial buses or places that could prefer or describe as a social settings. And then let's also take note that these people do not also like using the restroom, especially if it's a public restroom. The fact that they're going to enter a public restroom and then bump into somebody is a problem to them. This is a very serious mental disorder that I will urge everybody to take critical notice of. Let us not also forget that there is the difference between suffering from social anxiety disorder and being shy or an introvert. There is a difference. There are people that are introverts. You being an introvert doesn't actually mean that you are suffering from social anxiety disorder. Some people mistake shyness or introversion for social anxiety disorder, but they aren't interchangeable. Not all people with social anxiety disorder consider themselves shy or introverted. Some people may be suffering from this disorder and still be an introvert. It's actually possible. It's just a phase in one's life. So shyness is a trait and not a mental health condition, like I've earlier stated. Shy people may feel uncomfortable in social situation or social setting when they are not familiar with people around them. Introversion, on the other hand, is also a personality trait. Just like shy people, introverts prefer to spend time by themselves rather than being in the midst of other people. They aren't also necessarily shy, even though they may choose to be alone. There are some introverted people who even enjoy social events. They just might need lots of alone time to recharge afterward. Probably, yes. And then on the other hand, people with social anxiety disorder, they can be experiencing debilitating fear at even the thought of being around other people. And then in some rare cases, some children who are very shy also tend to develop social anxiety disorder as they get older, probably due to the environment that they find themselves or some childhood experience that they actually had. You might be wondering, what actually causes social anxiety disorder? Have you actually asked what actually causes this particular mental disorder? The exact cause for social anxiety disorder, surprisingly, is not known. But research says that there are a series of factors that contribute to the causes, like factors like physical or biological and sometimes genetic factors. So these three factors are some of the things that we could say that are some causes that contribute to a person having a social anxiety disorder or sociophobia. We can also talk about the negative interaction with peers, over controlling parenting styles, and having an insecure attachment styles. There was some parents that actually are quite controlling. They actually don't give children the opportunity to voice out their fears or whatever they feel. And it ends up affecting these children mentally. So apart from the causes or factors that contribute to social anxiety disorder, there are some symptoms that comes with social anxiety disorder. The common physical symptoms of anxiety may include excessive sweating, pounding rapid heartbeat, nausea, shaking, blushing, and stammering. Symptoms of social anxiety or disorder may also intend that they end up affecting the person's life and then prevents them from participating in everyday social events, personal or even work life. Now, social anxiety disorder or social phobia is a very serious mental health, like I said earlier, on which should be taken serious. And it has a serious effect on, per my research, I discovered that social anxiety disorder has an effect on the brain. Research says that brain scans have revealed that people with social anxiety disorder suffer from hyperactivity in the part of the brain known as the amygdala. You might be wondering, what is actually the amygdala and what are their responsibilities, what they do for the body or the mind or the brains? There are psychological changes associated with this amygdala, and then what they do is that they mobilize the body to respond to perceived threats. People with social anxiety disorder may resort to alcohol drinking or drugs in order to take control over their fears. That can also lead to dependency and addiction, because the more you take the alcohol, the more addicted you become. It's just like people using alcohol just to take away their fears or something. It becomes like an antidote, in quotes, to them. But the more you take the supposed antidote, the more addicted you become to it. I would advise that if you are suffering from this particular disorder, that is sociophobia or social anxiety disorder, or you know anybody suffering from this disorder, worry not. There are treatments for this. Although the causes are not actually known, there are some few treatments that has been recommended. The effective therapy, commitment, and patience are what we need. And then I also recommend a specialist to find a treatment pathway that works best for you. You can also either choose a cognitive behavioral therapy or medication. Now, the CBT or the cognitive behavioral therapy actually focuses on changing the individual's thoughts, their beliefs, their feelings, and behavior as they relate to social settings or social situations. I'm glad that this podcast was very, very helpful to you out there. Thank you once again for joining in this episode, and let's meet again on another episode. Don't forget to share. My name is Belinda Arthur, and this is the new season on the Health X. Thank you.